I am old enough to remember a statement by one of President Richard Nixon's cabinet officials: watch what we do, not what we say. I think this is particularly useful in the era of Trump, because he is a combination of a completely ignorant individual and a pathological liar. Thus, it is impossible to learn anything by just listening to him. But as I have stressed many times in these commentaries, what he and his administration have done and hope to do is incredibly significant. From the various regulations he has gutted, protecting polluters, protecting rip-off private colleges and giant corporations, to the judges with which he is packing the federal judiciary, he has been an effective president. That is why I believe that this election year provides an existential threat to American democracy and to the ability of the planet to sustain life. In the context of the coronavirus pandemic, the best way to understand what his administration is doing is to have a look at the proposed 2020 budget for the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. The last 2 years of budget authority and the proposed 2020 budget authority are available with one click at the CDC website. There it is in black and white. After taking the 2018 budget authority of $6.8 billion and shaving it slightly in 2019 to $6.5 billion, the 2020 budget proposal slashes it all the way to $5.2 billion. Absent the coronavirus, these proposals probably would have flown under the radar, perhaps even passed when all the shouting was over. Cutting everything but defense has been a right-wing policy since the administration of Ronald Reagan. And in normal times, when, for example, there's no immediate health emergency, some of the money spent by an organization like the CDC on preparedness might appear unnecessary. It's sort of like ongoing maintenance of bridges, tunnels, railroad beds, airport runways. It's necessary over time, but it's not necessarily of immediate concern. And so cities and states, and of course the federal government, will often defer regular maintenance when the budget is tight. Yet over time, just as with bridges and tunnels, failure to keep up preparedness can leave people vulnerable. The analogy of bridges suddenly falling down or tunnels caving in is a country, months after the emergence of the global threat of coronavirus, totally unprepared. What do I mean by that? Not enough hazmat suits for healthcare workers. No protocols in place for how to deal with potentially infected people. Not enough testing kits available. The most recent whistleblower complaint emphasizes that many healthcare workers were put at risk due to bad planning. That is the tragedy of the view, perpetrated by too many of my fellow economists, that government spending is almost always a waste of money. Thus, instead of viewing spending by the CDC as an essential way of protecting our fellow citizens from an epidemic, too many people believe it just goes to line the pockets of healthcare workers and pay high salaries to government bureaucrats. Now, Trump is hardly alone in perpetrating this nonsense. Right-wingers from Reagan to the present, together with scared Democrats who bought into the austerity garbage, have brought us to this pass. People will die because of this country's romance with austerity. Now, it does look like Congress is passing a large supplemental to fully fund the needs of the CDC and local health authorities to combat this new plague. But sadly, even if the money is appropriated enough, for many of the sick and dying, it will have come much too late. That is the tragedy of treating government spending as inherently wasteful and trying to cut it to the bone.